I encourage you to keep thinking about this, not just tonight, but as this week and this month. And, you know, this isn't a one-time reflection. So we can continue to add to these lists what God has done in 2018 and what He's has promised for us in 2019. But there is power in praying out some of those promises and gratitudes and thankfulness. And so if you want to just thank God individually, we can each say in our hearts or to ourselves what He said to us, what He's done to us in 2018. So I just want to pray that out. If you want to just add your individual situations in, we can all do that together. So God, for 2018, I thank You for what You've done in my life in, and just pray it to yourself. Think about it. Think about Him. See His face. See the promises and the sacrifices that He's done. So Jesus, I thank You for each one of those situations, each one of those overcomings. I know there's been hardships in many of our lives, God, but in each of those cases, You are the victor. You died on the cross and resurrected for each one of those, and we stand in the victory. And God, in the same vein, God, we think about 2019. We know that You have plans set before us, that You have ordained plans before the foundation of the world. And God, I thank You for each promise for 2019. We have open ears, open hearts to listen to what you have in store for us. So we don't want to neglect or not grow numb or not listen, God, but we just thank You for everything that You have in store. And we continue to tune our ears to You, God. So thank You for 2018, and we thank You especially for 2019. And we also passed out a handout. I encourage you at some point, either tonight or again this week, take a look at it. It speaks a lot about not only finishing 2018 strong, but taking that into 2019, because really 2018 is just a platform where we start for 2019, and God calls us glory to glory. And it talks a little bit about what makes the lion unique. It's his boldness, it's his fearlessness. And he's not necessarily the strongest animal. I mean, elephants and, you know, gorillas and stuff, but the lion is so courageous because it's tenacity and it's determination. So I encourage you to read that. It talks about the relentless pursuit of God, which we do in this household. So take a look at that at some point, and let's just continue to give thanks to God. Thank you.
Would someone mind coming up to the microphone and reading Psalm 23 for us? Someone want to come up and read Psalm 23? Nice and loud, T. And do it in a minute and a half.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and loving kindness and mercy and grace and joy and peace will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Woo! That's our promise, church. God, we dwell in your house forever. Well, we end 2018 with the promise of the Lord, and we begin 2019 with the promise of the Lord. Happy New Year, everybody! We do have a quick Patricia King video that we want to show, just a small section of it, about 4 minutes. She talks a lot about the Hebrew calendar and it being the year of 5,779. So I kind of skipped some of the beginning part. We're still going to hold on to that nine part since we're going into 2019. So this is what she has to say about it.
So the ninth letter in the Hebrew alphabet is Tet, and the numerical value of Tet is 9. Now we're going to show an image to you right now of Tet, and you'll see as we post this image that it is like in the shape of an open container. It is in the shape of a vessel that contains something good and is hidden. That's what it is believed to represent. And it also looks like a womb, and it's believed to represent birthing. And it's interesting that a gestation period is 9 months, where something good is hidden in the womb and then comes forth. So this coming year has prophetic insight into something that God wants to do, and that's to give birth. And what the Lord's been showing me over this last month or so is that in this next season, and it won't just be a year, it'll be over a longer season than that, but He is going to reveal to His church Himself as Creator. He has revealed Himself strongly as Savior, as Healer, Provider, Deliverer. But in this next season, He is going to reveal Himself very strongly as Creator, which means there will be many creative miracles that He wants to prepare you for. He wants you to operate in His creative ability. Now, the first mention of the letter Tet in the Bible is actually right in Genesis, where God had created light. Now, that light isn't like the light of the moon, the stars, and the sun, and that. That's later on. That's, I believe, on day 4. But what He created in that day was the releasing of His light into the darkness. The only reason why there's darkness in the earth is because light hasn't been created there yet. There might be dark areas or shadowed areas in your life. It's because light hasn't penetrated it yet. You'll notice in Genesis that God didn't say anywhere that He created the darkness. He actually created the light and then separated the light from the darkness. And so God is going to allow you in this coming season to have revelation of how you can create light in the darkness and transform cities, nations, households. This is going to be a time to create with God. Now, in Genesis 1:1-4, we see that in the beginning God created. Right there, in the very beginning, God is introduced to us as a creator. What did He create? The heavens and the earth. We see that it was formless, it was void, there was nothing there, it was chaotic. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. So we see there the component of water, and we see the component of the Spirit moving over the water. And then God spoke. His voice released a command. The kingdom of God is ignited, and it comes into being through voice command. Many things are voice commanded these days, but the kingdom of God is a voice command. So He released His voice saying, "Let there be light," or in the Hebrew, it's "light be." It's an actual decree that He made. And then it says, "And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness." So the first use of the word Tet in the Bible is where it says God saw that the light was good. It's the first letter of Tov, which it refers to God being good and His goodness being displayed. So we know prophetically that there is insight into that, that this coming year is going to be good, and that's why you want to prepare for it, because He's going to reveal Himself as Creator, and it's going to be good. Now, I have numerous words coming to me already.
You for can this go ahead and stop it there. So, as you can see, the full video is 20 minutes, and there's even longer ones. You can feel free to go check those out. But, Lord, we just thank You, God. We thank You for the birthing that You're doing in this season, God. We've already seen the first fruits of that here. We thank You for that, Lord. We thank You for the things that You're going to birth in 2019, Lord, the things that You're going to bring forth, those creative miracles that we are going to see, God, that we've been contending for. I thank You for that, Lord. I thank You we've seen them, and You're going to bring even an increase of that. I thank You for an increase in boldness in us and in wisdom in how we can bring those things about, God. Thank you, Lord. We just worship you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for 2018. And we thank you as we go into 2019 for all of the things that you have in store. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. And I just want to remind everyone, this is also kicking off our 100 hours of prayer and worship. So we encourage you to come out the rest of the week. We're going to have the station set up in the back to pray into the various areas of our culture and society and the nations and all that God is doing throughout the world. And you're welcome to come in anytime to pray into those things. And then we'll be having live worship here Thursday evening from 7 to 9. So we invite you to join us for that as well. Yes, Lord.
Oh, sure. What?
Oh, Troy wants to remind you, last chance, year-end giving, anything that ends up in that box tonight will end up on your 2018 donor statement, which you'll be getting sometime. We'll just pass the mic around if anyone wants to share something that the Lord has spoken to you for 2019. Yeah, if you want to. If not, you can just, or you can just come up. Maybe just come up if there's anything specific the Lord has spoken to you for 2019 that you want to share.
Bueller. The Lord gave me the word acceleration because of a lot of things that he's been doing in my heart the last couple of months.
Elijah, can you share yours for 2019? What'd you say?
If we die and the old kids... Oh, Jesus will just make a new earth, and we get to see Jesus. Woo!
Who wants to go after that? So he said, if we die, then Jesus will make a new earth, and then we'll get to see Jesus. So that we would see Jesus in 2019. Yeah. Yeah.
You have something for 2019?
I had three.
All right. Okay.
I picked three because I really love him. I picked love, joy, and peace.
Anyone else going once? Going twice?
Greater intimacy. Mm-hmm.
Believe this will be the year of the pioneer.
Any others? Seth wants to share one?
My fruit of the Spirit is patience.
Ooh, yes, amen. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
Is that was awesome, sir. Which one do you want to share? That was awesome.
Powerful Lion of Judah.
Amen. Yeah. Oh, good one. From the mouths of babes.
Purity.
The pure pioneer. There we go. Any others? Selah, you got any? No, not anything quite yet.
Believe and receive, and not just small things, but big things. So I'm believing and worshiping God, saying, here's my basket, fill it.
So those that sow in tears will reap in joy. And so all of the things that have been sown in tears in 2018, we will reap in joy in 2019. And all of the prayers that have gone up as incense will be poured out as bowls of God's provision and answer in 2019.
That we will have courage and boldness, that we may fulfill the Lord's prophecy.
I just believe for all of us that we'll have explosive fire and explosive joy and great rest this year.
For me, it was actually scripture in Isaiah 55:11. It says that, so my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So, irregardless of our effort is important, but it's nice to know that at the end of the day, God's word, if it's his will, it's going to be accomplished. Whether or not we put in effort, well, yeah. That's it.
Come on, preach.
That's all I got. I'm to the point.
Receiving the daily sanctification of God, always yearning for him daily, and never losing sight of him.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
Just had a sense that the Lord's going to reveal more of his heart for Israel in 2019. I just see it being birthed in the hearts of people where you grow deeper in your knowledge of what's on his heart. And one of those things is his people in Israel. It's going to birth it.
Endurance.
Endurance, yes. Yes, Lord.
That's a good one, too, endurance. I know. I'm just saying that it's really a strong word, endurance, because the Lord is building our endurance, all of us, in 2018, and it just continues on. But in 19, with that, I was writing down just some fresh words that he was giving, and one is great stability in the midst of whatever comes our way, which is really good because we're anchored and tethered to him. So a strong sense that there will be an increase in a sense of stability individually and then corporately for us. It's going to be good. This is a year to inherit promises in the midst of great breakthrough that just piggybacks what Josh said. And also a great increase in knowing others by the Spirit. And that's a promise in Scripture, and also the way that he wants us to be, to know people by the Spirit. But he's giving us the ability, the empowering grace to know people by the Spirit and navigate and love by the Spirit, in the Spirit. New dimensions of grace, great grace, which breeds revival. And so there's grace upon us now, but there's greater grace. And so there are new dimensions of grace that he's pouring out. Unspeakable encounters. So these are encounters that we have in intimacy with the Lord that are going to leave us very breathless, like really a lot of suddenlies, things that we've been waiting to experience in greater measure, healings, personal deliverances. Some, even over this weekend, have experienced physical, manifestations of physical healing and felt wave after wave, shock inside of what the Lord's been doing, and hoping to feel that, know that, and sense that for personal issues, personal problems. And even this weekend, there's been an upgrade for people. So that's going to continue on in 2019. greater expansions of in 2019, which should be true to form, true to his nature. Jesus is saying, watch what I do, watch what I do, watch what I do. Spiritual understanding is creating a new depth of hope. So there's hope for some where hope has been deferred and hearts have been wounded and kind of sickly. And the Lord's saying, I am restoring hope. I'm showing you new things. Be aware and see it. See the new that I'm doing. Open your eyes and don't discount what something appears to be. But yet, oh my gosh, that's not what it was before. There's a new depth of hope because of the faithfulness of God. And the new beginnings are tethered into new levels of strength and fortitude is what I wrote. Strength and fortitude. So in that running that race of endurance, the Lord's saying, I'm in it. And this is the year of creativity, as Patricia King said. Really powerful. So those are a few things that I got. Anybody else want to share? With new babies coming? Really, did you? Oh,
right.
It wasn't a baby pull. So good. This is really sweet, isn't it? It's a very intimate turn from 18 to 19. You know, it's always good, it's always fun, it's always encouraging, there's always prophetic words, but there's a sweetness in the spirit I just really detect, and that's present tonight. And thank you for being here. We're not finished. You know, it's just kind of a sense of Selah. Thank you, Selah. Where are you? Just Selah, just a sweetness and a let's just wait and pause on what the Lord is saying and doing right now. Sometimes our prophetic words can seem scary. Like, oh my gosh, how are you going to do that? What is that going to be like? But when we put these all together, which I think we can do for Sunday, you know, at the end of the week, and we can rehash or relive or re-speak those out again, I think, for those who weren't here, but also for us, just to concentrate on those and say, Lord, there's more, but isn't this just a nice kiss that you're giving, you know, to us at the turn of the new year here? It's very sweet, sweet presence. So, anybody have a song that's just coming to them? You would like to sing out in the microphone? Or you know you'll have one when you step up. Sometimes it works that way too. But I just heard the word song, new song. But you have something that they want to declare and decree in song? Simple? It's a very simple night. I like it. No fear. I'll come to you with the microphone. Who is that?
Afflictions eclipsed by glory, I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Anyone else? A song that is known we can all sing to, or one that is just bubbling up inside of you? Is this coming to you right now? Anything? Any? Just a second. Yeah. Hold that song.
Lord, you're so, so great. You are so, so great. You are more wonderful than anything. You are so, so good, Lord. Miraculous in all your ways. So holy, Lord. And you are great. You do miracles so great. And there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. And you deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. And there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
This is a new year. This is a new day. Jesus, have your way. This is a new year. This is a new day. Jesus, have your way. We're here for you, Lord. 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 Have your way. This is a new. This is a new day. So Jesus, have your way.
Anyone else?
Jesus, you're in heaven, praying for each one of us, that we would live for you, that we would live for you, higher and higher, greater and greater, that we would live for you, that we would live for you. Higher and higher, greater and greater. Jesus, you are in heaven, praying for each one of us to live for you higher and greater, more powerful. Jesus, more powerful. Here we are, Lord, we're just your children. Empower us, Jesus, to live for you higher. Jesus, you're powerful within our hearts, Lord. Take us higher, make us greater. Make us greater, Lord. As you pray for us, as you pray for us, as you pray for us.
Jesus, you're greater than everything. Jesus, Jesus, you're greater than all that you made. Jesus, Jesus, you're greater than everything. Jesus, Jesus. Greater than human beings.
Jesus, Jesus,
You're greater than everything. Jesus, Jesus, you're greater than everything. Jesus, Jesus, you're greater than everything. Jesus, Jesus, you're greater than everything. You're greater than all you made. You're greater than all the world. You're greater than human beings. And you're greater than the stars and the moon. Jesus, Jesus, you're greater than everything.
Jesus, Jesus, you're greater than everything.
Father, we just thank you that you are greater than everything, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that the one that created the stars and the moons, the one that created the earth and separated the light from the darkness, separated the water from the land, that made the billions and undiscovered beings, insects and bugs and microscopic organisms and birds and beasts and dinosaurs and dragons and God, everything that you made, planets, galaxies, that's the one that is watching over our families here at Frontline. You're the one that's watching over our church. You're the one that sees. You're the one that knows. You're the one that sees everything that we go through, everything that we struggle with, everything that we trial with, everything that we have victory in your strength over, the little victories, the unseen victories that you've brought us through that may seem like nothing to someone else, but to us, we know you did it. God, you know all of that. So I just thank you so much, Lord, for each family represented here at our church. God, I thank you for the victories. God, we could remember a lot of the defeats that feel like defeats. We could remember a lot of the trials. But God, I thank you that each one represented here, God, you've brought them through. You've given them victory. They're still standing. They're still walking. They're still moving towards you. They're still fighting for intimacy. They're still fighting for the greater things. They're still fighting for, God, the miraculous things. They're not settled with the ordinary, the mundane, the just stamped Christianity, the cookbook Christianity, God, They're shooting for the supernatural. They're shooting for the things that are off the page. They're shooting for the pioneering, going where no family and man and has gone before. God, they're shooting for the next Star Trek, the next generation. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're passing down your inheritance to new generations, to children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Father. So I just pray an extra blessing, God, on each family represented here. Each person, Lord, that represents a family here. God, whether you're single and unmarried, you still represent a family. You still represent generations. There's generations before you, and there's generations that have yet to come after you, and they're represented by you. So, Father, I thank you that each person here represents that, Lord. And so I just pray for an extra blessing over each person. God, I pray that their hearts would be encouraged. Pray they'd be strengthened. I pray they would be lifted up, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they would be going into this new year that we're now in with expectation, with hope, with faith, with resolve, with firmness, with endurance, with boldness, with fire, with power, with peace, patience, love, joy, kindness, goodness, brotherly love. Father, all the things that were prayed out by our children, Lord, only you can do that in us. Only you can do that through us. So, Father, I thank you that you are strengthening and fortifying the cracks. Lord, I thank you that you are bringing about joy for the tears of mourning. Father, I thank you you're bringing out solutions and, Father, shifts and keys in the Spirit for the things that have seemed to be locked in strongholds.
Father, I thank you that you're bringing about breakthrough, Lord, for the things that are bound and been in chains. I thank you, Father, you're bringing your vengeance upon the enemy in 2019 upon each family. Father, I thank you that you're the God of the breakthrough. You're the Lord of hosts. Mighty is your name. I thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Mighty is your name. I thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, the one who sees. Mighty is your name. Thank you, Lord, that you are all the things that you said you are and more. Lord, let us discover newness in your name this year. Let us discover newness in who you are this year. Let us lay down all of the things that, God, are nothing compared to who you are in your name. Thank you, Lord. Protect each family. Bless each family. Jesus, bring your provision for each family in lack. God, bring your prosperity for the kingdom's sake for each family represented here, God. Open up the windows of heaven upon each family here, God. New divine strategies for work and business. New divine strategies for how the home works. New divine strategies for this church house and the many outreaches that come in this state of Ohio. New divine strategies for the nations that we've gone to and the nations we've not yet gone to, God. We thank you, God, and for this year we pray for wisdom. We pray for supernatural wisdom, each one of us and each family represented here. God, we pray for your wisdom. We lack it, we know it, and so we ask. And Father, I thank you that you say that you will give us wisdom when we ask for it, without fault finding, without reproach, without looking and saying, "Up, you haven't measured up." But no, you look at it and say, there's a child of mine that's asking for wisdom, and he needs it, she needs it, and I'm giving it. Pour it out, God. Pour it out on us this year. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory.